Let's start with a little poetry. Robert Frost wrote a poem about a road not taken. Maybe you've read it. It's frequently quoted and misinterpreted in graduation cards and speeches each spring. It's easy to hear the caution in Frost's poem. Choose wisely, take the right path, and you'll be on the road to success. Perhaps because of its association with new beginnings, we read the tale as a challenge to blaze new paths, be an individual, be original, make your own way in the world. This, of course, is not the meaning of the poem. The narrator stands at a fork in the road. True, two paths lay before him. But as he describes them, you come to see they're exactly the same. There's no right or wrong. There's no bad path and good, only right and other right. A quick SparkNotes search confirms this, but we'll save that analysis for another day. No, the thing we're here to explore is what happens when you reach that kind of fork in the road. There's a scene in Beauty and the Beast when Belle's father, on his way to the city, stops before a dark, eerie path and a bright, well-lit path. That's an easy choice. That's the opposite of Frost's poem. The road not taken describes a much harder decision, if you think about it. But that's how life is most of the time. We find ourselves at a fork in our future. We can choose one good thing or the other. Because they're both good options, it's hard to tell which is right for us. So, what do? When you come to a fork in the road in your own life, how do you know what to choose? I'm Gino, and I'm at a crossroads. I started 2020 with high hopes. I had goals, dreams. I was going to do a lot with my life. I applied to grad school. I had exciting new responsibilities at work. I was busy, tired, sure. But generally, things were looking up. And you can guess what happened next. By the fall, my wife and I had relocated closer to family, and I'd been officially let go at my job. Grad school hadn't panned out. And that's where our journey begins. Just a guy, feeling alone, with a lot of time on his hands, and nowhere to go. Maybe you felt this way. It's the feeling you get during summer vacation, but not that plucky, happy feeling of care freedom, the feeling of dread, like the whole world is moving on, except for you. I don't need to leave the house today, so why do anything at all? I knew one thing for sure. I couldn't go back to the way things were. I liked my job, don't get me wrong, but I didn't love it. I thought grad school would help me advance my career, which it might have. Yet, I couldn't shake the feeling that there was a reason I didn't get in. Maybe I wasn't meant to go this route. I started reaching out to my network, not to see who could get me a job. That felt like the wrong move. I didn't want to fill my time with more work that I liked or tolerated, but didn't love. Instead, I started asking people, how did you get to where you are today? What choices did you make? I found these conversations enlightening, illuminating, and inspiring, and not in some fake, fluffy way. Like you see something on Instagram and you feel better for a little while, but ultimately it doesn't change you. When I got done with these conversations, I had real insight and action items moving forward. Ultimately, I felt these conversations were too important to keep to myself. That's why I'm sharing them through this podcast. I've reached out to friends and family who want to share their stories with you. I hope that hearing them might help you get unstuck. Make a decision, or move in the right direction. I should probably mention, I've worked as a campus minister before, so you might feel like the language sounds a bit spiritual at times. That's just my background. Maybe it's familiar, maybe it's not, but I hope either way you can hear the practical advice and use it to help you. If you're wondering, a campus minister is someone who develops high school or college programs which help students learn about and practice spirituality. We lead retreats, reflections, and service projects. We also spend a lot of time listening and helping people sift through whatever's on their mind. This is also known as discernment. Discernment isn't necessarily a religious thing, though it's often presented that way. It's also not the same as decision-making, not exactly. It helps to think of discernment as choosing between two good things in front of you. Not necessarily equal, but not binary either. Not right and wrong. Which, if you think about it, is what being at a crossroads really is. It's choosing between good and good. And that's a hard thing to sift through. It usually is for me. But it's also exciting. It's exciting to have your life before you, to have options, to have adventures to sort out. That's what we're here to do. I've spent a lot of my life living in a reactionary sort of way. I mean, I passively let things fall into my lap, and then I get frustrated when I'm not living the life I want. But I don't have to do that anymore. I have the power to choose the things I give my time to. I can create the life I want to live by choosing what I want and don't want each day. You have that power too. So come, join me. Together, let's choose our own adventure.